Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Nun. The Gemara begins on Daf Mem Tesam Ed Beis with the Machlikis Ravu Shmuel. This that the Mishnah told us, the shiur I know is a shtus. How are we Mishnah this shtus that the Mishnah is discussing? Ravu Mashtus Mekach Shaninu. The shtus is a shtus of the value of the chayfetz. If it's 1/6 of the value of the chayfetz, if one is selling a chayfetz that's worth 60, and he sells it for 50, so the Aino is a shtus of the Mekach, according to Rav, in such a case, that is Aino Ashtus. Ushmula Mashtus Mois Nami Shaninu. Not only in a case of a shtus Mekach, where the chayfetz is worth 60 and he sold it for 50, where it's a shtus of the Mekach, do we say that that's considered Aino Ashtus and it's Kano Machzu Aino? But Shtus Mois Nami Shaninu, if the chayfetz is worth 50 and he sold it for 60, so it's not a shtus of the value of the chayfetz. The chayfetz is only worth 50. But it's a shtus of the mois, being that he paid 60, and the 10 that's the aino, that's a shtus of the amount of money being paid, that's also considered a shtus according to Shmuel, and in such a case also it's kano machzu aino. Ta'izus in Divya Maschul shtus mois, Nami Shaninu explains, afil l'man di'amah shtus mois, even according to Shmuel, it says we also go basa shtus mois, still it's nearer yoser to go basa the shtus mekach. And Ta'izus explains, why is it nearer yoser to go basa the shtus mekach, so aino va'atos tluya boi. The mistake that was made, this that he paid the wrong amount of money, he did not pay the value of the chayfetz, he underpaid, he overpaid, the mistake he made is in evaluating the chayfetz. He thought the chayfetz was worth something different than it was worth, the mistake was made in the shavis of the chayfetz, so therefore it's mistaver, the shir, the shtus, shagobasa, the shtus mekach. But by the mois, ein einov atois tluya behem, because one doesn't have to value money, everybody knows the value of money, money itself is its value. So therefore, being that the mistake that was made in this, that he underpaid or overpaid, was he made a mistake in the value of the chayfetz, it's mistaver, the shir of the shtus, to be shtus mekach, and not more than saying a shtus mois. What is Tosis want when Tosis is saying it's near yoser to go basa shtus mekach, than is to go basa shtus mois? Shmuel says we go basa shtus mekach and shtus mois. If it's either a shtus mekach or a shtus mois, the halacha is kano machzu aino. So what is Tosis saying that even according to Shmuel, it's nearer yoser to go basa shtus mekach than it is to go basa shtus mois? Masha explains Tosis is discussing a case when it's neither a shtus mekach or a shtus mois. In a case when one sold the chayfetz which is worth 51, the value of the chayfetz was 51, and he sold it for 60. So it comes out that aino is 9. It was valued at 51, and it was sold for 60. It has aino of 9. 9 is pachas mishtus of the amount of money being paid. It's pachas mishtus of 60. It's pachas mishtus of the shir mois. But it's yesen mishtus on the value of the chayfetz. 9 is more than a shtus of 51. It comes that it's pachas mishtus of the mois, and it's yesen mishtus of the mekach. It's not a shtus mekach or a shtus mois. But it's yesen mishtus mekach, and it's pachas mishtus of the mois. What is the halach in such a case? Do we say this is considered a shtus mekach? Do we say this is considered yes mishtus, or do we say this is considered pachas mishtus? So Akhtim Asha, Tosis is discussing such a case, and he's telling you, even according to Shmuel, who says, we go basa shtus mekach and shtus mois, in a case when it's not a shtus mekach or a shtus mois, and now there's a stira, is it pachas mishtus or is it yes mishtus, in such a case, even according to Shmuel, we go basa the mekach, I mean, in the case when he's charging, when it's worth 51 and he's charging 60, it's yesem mishtus from the shavis of the mekach would be considered a yesem mishtus and it would be a bittul mekach. Being that it's near yesem to go basa the shtus mekach because they know the toys is tluya boy, zok toys in a case when it's not a shtus mekach or a shtus mois, moide shmul in such a case to rav that we go basa just the mekach and it's considered yesem mishtus, being that it's yesem mishtus of the shavis of the mekach, and in such a case it would be a mekach tos and a bittul mekach. This halacha of Tosis is brought in the Mordechai. The Mordechai Paskel, this is the halacha. If the chayfetz is worth 51 and he sells it for 60, in such a case, even according to Shmuel, who says shtus mois nami shaninu, being that now there's a stira, is it pachas mishtus of mois, or is it yesem mishtus of the mekach? In such a case, even according to Shmuel, we go basa the mekach, and it's considered a yesem mishtus and a bit of mekach and a mekach tos. And this halacha also is the mashmois of the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, halacha Beis and halacha Gimel. The Maggid Mishnah is medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam also holds of such a halacha. If the chayfetz is worth 51 and it's sold for 60, even according to Shmuel, we go basa the mekach and it's considered yesem mishtos and there's a bit of mekach. And the Maggid Mishnah is matmiya. How can this be? If the chayfetz is worth 50 and he sells it for 60, in such a case, the aino is 10. And in the case where the aino is 10, we say the halach is according to Shmuel, even though the aino is yesem mishtus of the mekach, being that the mekach is worth 50 and the aino is 10, it's yesem mishtus of the mekach. Afilu achi, being that it's a shtus mois, being that 10 is a shtus of the amount being paid because he was paying 60, in such a case, according to Shmuel, the halacha is kano machzoi no, shtus mois na mishaninu. Yet we are saying now, according to Shmuel, if the chavetz is worth 51 and it was sold for 60, where the einah is 9, the einah is less than the case where the chavetz is worth 50. In this case, the einah is only 9, being that the chavetz is worth 51. Afilu achi, being that it's not a shtus mois, it's pachis mishtus mois. In such a case, we go basa the mekach is halacha v'yesem mishtus, and it's a bitl mekach and a mekach tos. If it's worth 50 and he sells it for 60, the halacha is that this is a shtus mois na mishanino and it's kano machzorino. And if it's worth 51 and he sells it for 60, where the einah is only 9, in such a case we say we go basa shtus mekach, and the halacha is that it's a bitl mekach and a mekach tos. It's svar safuchas. How could it be if the einah is less? The halacha now is that it's a bitl mekach and a mekach tos. And Reb Reuven and Simcha of Gimel answer that Korchach, yet we see from the Rambam and from the Mordechai that the halacha of a shtus being kana machzvei no is not a svara and a shir and umdun and das b'nei adam. If it would be an umdun and a shir and das b'nei adam, it's ain't a mistavit to say if the no is 10, then it'll be kana machzvei no, and if the no is only 9, it's a bit of mekach and a mekach tos. The halacha of a no is a halacha l'meishim misina, shi'um a halacha l'meishim misina nemru, and the halacha l'meishim misina was said that pachis mishtus is not a no. And a shtus atzmo is konu machzvei no, and a yesem mishtus is a mekach tos and a bitul mekach. Machlekes pehav shmuz, what is this halacha that was nemer halacha l'moishim misinai that a shtus is konu machzvei no? Rav says the halacha is a shtus mekach, dafka is considered the shir of a shtus where it's konu machzvei no, and according to Shmuel, afilu a shtus mois also is considered the shir of a shtus that it was nemer halacha, the halacha l'moishim misinai that it's konu machzvei no. Memeila zok Shmuel, it's dafk if one has the shir of a shtus. In a case one has exactly a shtus, either a shtus mekach or a shtus mois, or love nemro the halach l'meishim misina that it's kona machzorei no. But in a case where it's not exactly the shir of a shtus, it's not a shtus mekach or a shtus mois, in such a case we don't have the halach l'meishim misina of a shtus kona machzorei no. So now we go bossa to the dinim of yesem mishtus and pachas mishtus. Over there it's mistavit to go bossa the shtus mekach, and being mishai whether or not it's more or less than a shtus, we go bossa shtus mekach. And therefore, being that in this case it's yesem mishtus, the halacha will be bitter mekach and a mekach tos. There's another halacha l'meish misina, if it's exactly a shtus, it's kona machzorei no. Zok Shmuel, this halacha that if it's exactly a shtus, it's kona machzorei no, it's bein shtus mekach, bein shtus mois. But once one does not have this halacha l'meish misina of being exactly a shtus, to be either shtus mekach or shtus mois, then we have to mishayir is a pachas mishtus and yesem mishtus. And the way to mishayir pachas mishtus and yesem mishtus is going basa shtus mekach. Therefore, Zok Tosfos and the Mordechai and the Rambam, that in such a case, being that it's yesem mishtus of the shtus mekach, the halacha would be, it's a bit of mekach and a mekach tos. Hagam, that if it would be more enough, would be considered a shtus mois, in such a case, it would be kona machzor enough. The Gemara is nestapik iboye lohu pachis mishtos aliba de rabbonon. This that we say pachis mishtos is a mechila and the nesane cannot be teve in osay. The alter avi mechila is the mechila. The alter oy bichtei shiura the tagare the kroivoy. Or that this that we say pachis mishtos is considered a mechila is only after the shiur kadei shiura the tagare the kroivoy. And the Gemara explains him timtzolema bichtei shiura the tagare the kroivoy. If you're to say that the shiur mechila by pachis mishtos is only acher kadei shiura the tagare the kroivoy, what's the chiluk between a shtos and a pachis mishtos? By a shtos also acher kadei shiura the tagare the kroivoy, it's a mechila. And the Gemara explains that there's an afkamina that by a shtos yodei zala yoyna, then his ane is yodei ala yoyna. Rotzo choyze, if he wants, he can be choyze from the mekach and make it into a mekach tos. Rotzo kono machzorei no. Vashenkin apachis mishtos, it's only kono machzorei no. And ad kdei shir the tagar with the kroivoy. After this shir, kdei shir the tagar with the kroivoy, is then a mechilon, then his ane cannot be teveh in the osay. This that the Gemara says by a shtus, it's rotza choyze, rotza konu machzorei no, then his ane has a choice. If he wants, he can say it's a bit of mekach, and mivatal the mekach. If he wants, it's konu machzorei no, is a machlikis tanoim. The Gemara in Dafnunum Rebbeis brings a machlikis Rebbe and Ibn Nassan holds a shtus, is konu machzorei no. And according to Rebbe, the nisane is yodei alal yoyno, rotza choyze, rotza konu machzorei no. And Tosis de Vemaschal Omarov speaks out this that the Gemara is nestapic whether or not Pachis Mishtos is La Alta Avim Mechilo or Ad Kdeshir the Tagar of the Krovi is only a Libra de Rebbe. But a Libra de Abnasin that holds a Shtos is Kono Machzorei No. There is no option of the Nisana to Mikto, Bimavatal, the Mekach, and Rotza Chayze. Im Kain, the only Nafkamina between a Pachis Mishtos and a Shtos is this that a Pachis Mishtos is La Alta Avim Mechilo. So according to Abnasin, Al Karchach, Pachis Mishtos La Alta Avim Mechilo, the Gemara's Suffolk is only according to Rebbe. A libra de Rebbe that holds by a shtus the lekeach is the nisane is yodei alal yoyna rotza choyzer rotza kono machzorei no, What's the halacha by pachas mishtos? Is a pachas mishtos la'altav mechila, or is it at kedei shir le'tagarei le'krevei? We mentioned in the previous shir a suffix of the Rosh. The Rosh was mistapik by a pachas mishtos. Is a pachas mishtos bechlaloi not only the nisan is moichel and therefore cannot be tevei in osai? Or do we say a pachas mishtos there is no isra of aino, it's not considered aino bechlal? L'chayr on the tzad of the Rosh that a pachas mishtos is not considered aino bechlal is pshita la'altav mechila. It's poshut that the nis'ane cannot be tevei in osa afil la'alter. It's not considered aino bechlal. It's mutter l'chadchila to be ma'ane by pachas mishtos. So how could the Gemara be nistapik whether or not pachas mishtos la'alter avi mechila or at k'dei shiir le'tagar with the krevei? The Rosh has it said by pachas mishtos it's mutter to be ma'ane. It's not considered aino bechlal. L'chayr lefi zeh it's poshut that la'alter avi mechila. There's no tzad to have to wait at k'dei shiir le'tagar with the krevei. And l'chayr we see in our Gemara it's a suffik whether or not pachas mishtos is altav mechila or ad kdeishi l'tagir l'kroiver. This is difficult on the Rosh, that the Rosh has the tzad. There is no aino bechlal on a pachas mishtos. The Birchas Avram is matchik. This tzad of the Rosh, pachas mishtos, is not considered aino bechlal. And one came ana lechatchila on a pachas mishtos. And we mentioned this is also the sheet of the chinuch, that there is no issa of aino on a pachas mishtos. We'll have to learn this goof is the suffix of the Gemara. Pachas mishtos la alta avi mechila, that pachas mishtos is not considered aino bechlal. And therefore, it's la alta avi mechila, then it's ana, can never be tevei and also. It's not considered a no, it's mutter l'chadchila to ma'anes chavei and a pachas mishtos, and therefore the nis'ane cannot be tevei in the osay. Or at k'deshi l'tagar l'krayvay, that pachas mishtos is also considered a no. There is a isra a no, only it's a mechila, and that mechila is only at k'deshi l'tagar l'krayvay. So the b'chinuch and the this side of the Rosh will understand the suffix of the Gemara is not whether or not the mechila is la'alter or the mechila is at k'deshi l'tagar l'krayvay. The suffix of the Gemara is gufa, is pachas mishtos eino bechlal, or pachas mishtos is not eino. The tzad of the Gemara, pachas mishtos la'al tava mechilas, because that's not considered eino, there is no issa tim'anes chaver in a pachas mishtos. And the tzad of the Gemara of ad kedei shiir le'tagar le'krayva is because a pachas mishtos is eino, only the nis'an is moichel, the shiir of the mechila is only ad kedei shiir le'tagar le'krayva, it's not a mechila la'alter. And being in the maskana be a masik pachas mishtos the alta avim mechilot, but one does not have to wait to share at kedei shir the tagar the krayvoy. Then this anek never be tevei in the osay. Therefore, the chinuch paskins that pachas mishtos there is no isav right now, and it's mutter lechatchilot im anes chaveiroy a pachas mishtos. And the Rosh was nistapik the maskana that we say pachas mishtos the alta avim mechilot. Is it because a pachas mishtos is mutter and it's not aino bechlal, or is it because one is moichel immediately, but avad there is a isav right now on a pachas mishtos? The Gemara in Daf Nun Amud Beis is nistapik yiboyilu betomekach le'abonon lo'olam choyzoi dilma b'chtei shir le'tagar le'krayvay. This that is a halacha, but when one is nis'ane more than a shtos, with halacha is betomekach, is the halacha that the nis'ane can be choyzoi lo'olam, he could always return the mekach ad olam. Or also by betomekach, there's a shir of only ad kedei shir le'tagar le'krayvay, but after the shir of ad kedei shir le'tagar le'krayvay, we assume a mechila, and he cannot be choyzoi after the shir of kedei shir le'tagar le'krayvay. And the Gemara explains him Timtzalaimer the shears b'chtei shear the tagar the kreiver. What's the chilik between a shtos to a yesa ashtos? Both of them the shear is only at k'dei shear the tagar the kreiver, but more than the shear k'dei shear the tagar the kreiver, then it's ane cannot be chayzer. And the Gemara says the nafkamina is by a shtos misha nisane is chayzer, by a yesa mishtos they can both be chayzer. When it comes to the shear shtos dafka the nisane can be chayzer. It's yod al yoyne mashenki by yesa ashtos, which is a bit of mekach. In such a case, both of them can be chayzer. Side the me'ane and side the nis'ane can both be chayzer by the case of a bit of mekach. There is a nidin in the Rishonim. What is that? What is this halacha of bit of mekach? Yesu mishtosh neim yechayim machzor. Is this halacha of mekach tos of kol teri kula? B'chol teri kula, if one received a different chayfet than they made up, it's a mekach tos. Yayin v'nimtza chaymetz. If one was planning on buying yayin and the moicher gave him chaymetz, it's a mekach tos and he can return the mekach is bottle. Who had then, if one paid yesem mishtos more than the value of the chayfet, it's a mekach tos and the mekach is bottle? Or is it, it's not a halacha of mekach tos of kol yoter kulo, the regular halachas of mekach tos of kol yoter kulo do not apply over here? It's midine eino, just like this halacha midine eino, shtos is kono machzor eino, ud lekech can be choyzer according to Rebbe. There's a halachas in dine eino of a shtos of a pachas mishtos. Who had then, there's a halacha of a yesem mishtos, bitol mekach, that shneim yechayim lachzor when it's a yesem mishtos more than the value of the chayfet, but it's not the halacha of mekach tos of kol yoter kulo. Rashi and Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph explains the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara is nistapik by the four mi'utim from the parish of Eino, Karkoish, Toris, Hektatius, and Avodim. They are nismite. They do not have dinei Eino. The Gemara is nistapik that they do not have dinei Eino. What about Bitol Mekach? Maybe Dafko Shtos, they are nismite from the parish of Eino, Eino Shtos. Bitol Mekach, Yeshlem, Bitol Mekach, Ein Lohem. And Rashi's mefarish, what is the suffix of the Gemara if these four things that are nismite from the parish of Aino have halacha of Bitul Mekach or do not have halacha of Bitul Mekach? Do we say that halacha of Bitul Mekach is part of the parish of Aino, it's nichol in the din of Leisenu Ishas Amisoi? Or do we say it's halacha of Mekach Tos of Kol Torah Kula? If it's halacha included in the dinim of Leisenu Ishas Amisoi, these four things are nismite from the dinim of Aino, and therefore they would not have the halacha of Bitul Mekach, just like they do not have the halacha of Aino Ashtos. But if it's halacha of Mekach Tos of Kol Torah Kula, even the things that are nismite from the dinim of Aino would still be included in the halachas of Bitul Mekach because they're included in the dinim of Mekach Tos of Kol Torah Kula. So according to Rashi, this is gufo the suffix of the Gemara in Daphne and Zion Amad Aleph. Toisus in our sugi de b'maschu v'ilu yeser ashtos shnei yechayim lachzer. The halacha by yeser mishtos is a Bitul Mekach, they can both be chayzer. Toisus asks, how can they both be chayzer? The sugi in Barbasson Daph Pegimel Amad Beis brings a memra. If one sold the chayf that's worth 5 and he sold it for 6, the lekech was this ane or ino ashtos. And now as hukav omer ashmoina, the chayf went up in value and it's now worth 8. Zok the gemara mi nisane, who is the one who's nisane in such a case? The lekech originally was nisane. So therefore the lekech can be chayzer. Zok the chista, the moicha cannot be chayzer, because lekech, even though the moicha wants to be chayzer, because the chayf is now worth 8 and therefore it's in his benefit to be chayzer. The lekech can tell the moicha, if not for the fact that you were my enemy, then you could never have been chayzer. If there wouldn't have been any, I know originally b'shas the mecher, it would be a good mecher. So hashtu the nisa matz hadisbach, because you are my enemy, that should give you a right to be chayzer and now take back the chayfet and sell it for 8. Machmas you, I know you should benefit and be able to be chayzer. Therefore the meicher cannot be chayzer, only the lekech can be chayzer, even though now the chayfet went up and is worth a value of 8. Fektosis akasha, just like the Rechista said, the svar over there, by when the lekech is nisana, you know, ashtus, and it went up in value, that it's now worth 8, the lekech katayna to the meicher. It's only because of you, I know that you want to be chayzer, you cannot be chayzer because of you, I know. So too, by every yesem ishtus, that there's a bitul mekach, why could the lekech not tell the meicher? It's only machmas that I know that you want to be chayzer. Machmas, you, I know, you can't be chayzer. I can be chayzer, machmas, this that you are my enemy. But if not for the fact that you are my enemy, then you couldn't have been chayzer. You cannot be chayzer, machmas, this that you are my enemy. Taisvis answers two terutzim. The first terutz of Taisvis, that it's choluk, the case of our Gemara, which is yesem ishtus, and the case of the Gemara in Baba Basan, Daf Begimel, which is talking about I know ashtus. So Taisus by Yesem Ishtus, since it's Rochik min HaMekach Yesem Yidai, the value that he paid is so far off from the value of the Chayfetz, it's Kilu Loi Mocha Klal, it's Kilu, it's not a Mechir B'Klal, and Taisus says it's Ki Yayin V'Nim Tzuchaymet, it blives like Yayin V'Nim Tzuchaymet, it's a Mekach Tos, and therefore Shneim Yechayim Lach, so even the Mechir can be Chayzim, the Kech cannot tainer, that it's only Machmas, you know you've been Chayzim, given to Rochik Yesem Yidai from the value of the Chayfetz, it's considered it's not a Mechir B'Klal, it's a Yayin V'Nim Tzuchaymet, it's a Mekach Tos, and Shneim Yechayim Lach. And Tosis in the second Teretz, he brings it from the Rivam. In the case of the Gemara Bava Basra, with Lekech is not being Teveh, and also therefore the Meichi can't be Chayzer, being that the Lekech wants the Chayfetz, we now went up to 8, and the Chayfetz, the Lekech wants to keep the Chayfetz, he's not being Teveh, and also, if the Lekech is not being Teveh, and also the Meichi can't be Chayzer. But in our sugya of a Bitul Mekach, with Lekech is being Teveh, and also, being that the Lekech was the son and the Chayfetz did not go up in value, so the Lekech wants back the Mois of the Inot. When the Lekech wants back the Mois that he is in the son there, in such a case, Shnei Mechayim Lachzer, the Moichi can also be Chayzer. Kipshutei, the two Terutzim of Taisa have been Chaylik in this Safik. Is the Halacha of Bitul Mekach, Halacha of Mekach Tos of Kol HaTorah Kula, or is the Halacha of Bitul Mekach, Halacha Midine Aino, in Dine Aino, yes, and Mishtos, Shnei Mechayim Lachzer, but it's not the Halacha of Mekach Tos of Kol HaTorah Kula. Taisus in the first Teretz holds a Bitul Mekach is a Mekach Tos of Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore Taisus is being Mechalik by Aino Ashtos, it's only Midine Aino. Over there, only the Lekech can be Chayzer, not the Meicher. But a Yasem Ishtos, it's a Mekach Tos of Kol HaTorah Kula. Being that it's a Mekach Tos of Kol HaTorah Kula, therefore Shneim Yechayim Lachzer. And Taisus even gives the Moshel, it's Yayin V'Nim Tzachoymitz, it's Mamish a Mekach Tos, and in such a case, Shneim Yechayim Lachzer. Taisus in the second Teretz holds the Halacha of Yesem Ishtus is not a Halacha of Mekach Tos of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a Halacha Midine Aino. And therefore Taisus answers it's Dafkev to Lekech is Teveh Aino. Also in such a case the Meichi can also be Chayzer. But if the Lekech wants the Mekach, like the Gemara in Baba Basra, being that the Chayvitz now and up in value and the Lekech wants this Mekach to remain, he wants it to be Kayim, in such a case the Meichi cannot be Chayzer because like the Lekech has a Taina, it's only Machmas that I know you've been Chayzer. You cannot be Chayzer Machmas this that you are my enemy. The Chayyur, the first Teretz of Taisus, which holds that the Halacha of Yesem Ishtus Bitul Mekach is the Halacha of Mekach Tos of Kol HaTorah Kula, is difficult to understand. The Gemara was nistapik. We mentioned earlier, bitomekach la'abonon la'olim chayzer dilma b'chtei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei. What is the halacha of a bitomekach? How long can you be chayzer for? Is it that the nesana can be chayzer la'olim bitomekach la'olim chayzer? Is it limited to the shir of dinei enov b'chtei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei? If the halacha of bitomekach is the halacha of mekachtos of kol toyer kula, what is the pshat? What is the tzad in the Gemara that it should be dafkat k'dei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei? L'chayu should be pasha bitomekach la'olim chayzer. Normally, by regular mekachtos, the halacha is la'ilum chayzer. There's no shir of k'dei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei. From this, that the Gemara is that tzad b'tal mekach can only be chayzer at k'dei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei. L'chayu it's mevua. The halacha of b'tal mekach is not the halacha of mekachtos of kol toyer kula. So how is it that Tosfos in his first teretz can understand the halacha of b'tal mekach to be the halacha of mekachtos of kol toyer kula? What is the pshat in the Gemara then that it's at k'dei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei? The Birchei Shmuel explains the first teretz of Tosfos al pi what the Rif brings in our sugya. The Rif brings this that the Gemara says b'tal mekach can only be chayzer at k'dei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei is dafka b'tal mekach aveino. When it's yesem mishtus, when it's ma'anes chaveri yesem mishtus, in such a case there is a shir that it can only be chayzer at k'dei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei. But when there's a loch of mekachtos of a chayfet shenimtzel by mum, when one sold somebody a chayfet and his nimtzel, the chayfet had a mum in it, the chayfet wasn't complete the way he said he said the chayfet was when he sold it. The chayfet was nimtzel by mum, in such a case it's a mekachtos and lo'olam chayzer. It's dafka if the chayfet comes out not to be the value that he sold it for, in such a case it's only at k'dei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei. But in a case where the chayfet is nimtzel by mum, when he sold the chayfet and the chayfet was found to have a mum, in such a case, b'tal mekach la'olam chayzer, it's halacha mekachtos of kol toyer kula, and it's chayzer la'olam, there is no shir at k'dei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei. The Birchei Shmuel is masbir the chilek of the Rif. In a case where the chayfet was nimtzel by mum, where Reuven sold Shimon a chayfet, and Shimon was expecting the chayfet not to have a mum, and now the chayfet was nimtzel by mum, in such a case, Shimon never really made a ma'aseh kinyan on the chayfet, no mecha happened b'chlal, there is no ma'aseh mechira. Being that Shimon only made his ma'aseh kinyan on expecting a chayfet that does not have a mum, and the chayfet was nimtzel by mum, the ma'aseh kinyan was betos, and there is no ma'aseh kinyan b'chlal. Therefore, he can be chayzer la'olam. He was never kinyan this chayfet, and there was no mecha b'chlal that happened. So therefore, it's not possible to say he can only be chayzer at k'dei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei. There was no ma'aseh kinyan b'chlal. There was no mecha that happened. So avada then he can be chayzer la'olam. There is no shir at k'dei shir l'tagavei l'kroivei. But in the case of Aino, yesem mishtos, where the value of the chayfet was more than what the chayfet was worth. B'shas they made up the mekach, there was no toas involved. Reuven said he will give a specific chayfet, and they made up a price. And Shimon paid the price and was kind of the chayfet. There is no toas in the ma'aseh kinyan. Shimon made a ma'aseh kinyan on the chayfet that he expected to receive, and he paid for the amount that they made up that he should pay for it. There's no toas b'chlal in the ma'aseh kinyan. There's a din in the Torah of Aino. The Torah is mechadish. If somebody overcharges for a chayfet, then this anem din Aino could be tevei Aino asai. And therefore, in this case, when he overcharged yesem mishtos to lekech, the nisana has a right to be tevei na osay midine ayna. This that we say it's a bitul mekach should be a mekachtos is not a regular halacha of mekachtos that there's no ma'ase kinyan b'chlal. There is a ma'ase kinyan over here. It's only midine ayna that Torah is mechadish that lekech has a right to say that I only want to be kind of the chayfet for its real value and not for the value we made up, which is yesem mishtos more than its real value. So being that it's only Medina, I know that he has the right to be Teveya, I want to pay the regular value and not the Yesem Mishtus that we made up originally. So there's a tzad in the Gemara to say that's only at k'dei shir the Tagari the Kroivoi, even though it's the halacha of Mekachtos of Kol Torah Kula. The Hainu, after the Torah was Mechadish such a halacha that the Lekech can be Teveya in the Osa, you could say, I have a right to get the Chayfetz at the value that it's really worth and not for the amount that we made up, being that it's Yesem Mishtus more than its value. It comes that what he paid is a Mekachtos. But the entire chiddush b'chlal that the lekech has any tvi over here, that he has any time, this is only a chiddush in dini ayna. Therefore, the ma'aseh kinyan is a ma'aseh kinyan. Only, even though the ma'aseh kinyan is a ma'aseh kinyan, the lekech has a right to be tevei and also and say that this is a mekachtos, being that it's yesem mishtos more than the value of the chayfetz. The Torah said that one can only charge the value of the chayfetz. You can't charge yesem from the value of the chayfetz. And in the case of a yesem mishtos more than the value of the chayfetz, it comes out it's a mekachtos. So the Birchei Shmuel, being that the ma'aseh kinyan is a ma'aseh kinyan, there was no toss in the ma'aseh kinyan. It was a chiddush in parsha of Aino, the lekech has a right to be tevei and also and say this is the mekach toss. It's only called man, the lekech is not meichel. At after k'dei shir the tagar with the kreivoi, where it comes out the nisana was meichel the Aino. In the case of nimtza by mum, where there is no ma'aseh kinyan bechlal, it doesn't help that the lekech was meichel. He still never made a ma'aseh kinyan. There is no mecha, and therefore is la'olam chayzer. By the case of Aino, of Yesem Mishtos, we overcharge Yesem Mishtos, but there is a Ma'aseh Kinyan. There's only a Chiddush in Dini Aino that Lekech has a right to be Tevei and also and to say this is a Mekach Tos because it's Yesem Mishtos more than the value of the chayfetz. If he's meichel his tviya, then we go back to the ma'aseh kinyan he made. The ma'aseh kinyan wasn't ma'aseh kinyan. He made a ma'aseh kinyan on a chayfetz, and they made up a price. And now he is meichel the tviya that there was a nischadish in the dina. No, there was a chiddush that the tviya was mechadish, that he has a right to be tviya the chayfetz for its regular value. And now that he charged yesem mishtus more than the regular value, this is a mekachtos. But if he's meichel his tviya, then we go back to the kinyan that he made b'shas, he was meishach the chayfetz. The Mashiach that he made in the Chayfetz is a Ma'aseh Kinyan, there is a Mecher, and therefore the Mechilah is Mahani, and that's why the Gemara is tzad to say, by Yesem Mishtus Bitul Mekach, even though Tois understands this to be the Halach of Mekach Tos of Kol Torah Kula, Tois is even Medamit to Yayin Venim Tzachaymitz, Tois says this is a Mekach Tos, it's not a regular Halach of Mekach Tos, it's a Mekach Tos that there was a Ma'aseh Kinyan made, only the Torah was Mechadish, he still has the right to be Tevea, this is a Mekach Tos, and therefore, Acher Kedesh Yir L'Tagavi L'Krevi, where there is a Mechilah in such a case, he is meichel his tviya. We go back to the ma'aseh kinyan. There is a mecher over here, and therefore the Gemara is atzad. But the mekach is dafka at deshiel tagir the kroiver and not lo'elam. We mentioned earlier Tosis in the second teres answers the chiluk between our sugya and the sugya in Bava Basra. And the sugya in Bava Basra, the Gemara says the lekech ketayna to the meicher. He loved the inisani. If not for this that you're my enemy, you wouldn't be able to be chayzer. You cannot get a schus to be chayzer. I day this that you're my enemy, and therefore only the lekech can be chayzer, and the meicher cannot be chayzer. Fektosis, why now sigi by Bitel Mekach is Shneim Yechayim Lachsa? Why can't the Lekech tie into the Meicher? If not for the fact that you are my enemy, you wouldn't be able to be Chayzer. So now also that you are my enemy, I dare you, I know you can't get a schus to be Chayzer. So Tosis answers B'Shem Dvivom in the second Teretz. This Cholok our sugi from the Sugi Bar Basra. In the Sugi Bar Basra, the Lekech wants to keep the Mekach. The Lekech is not being Tevei and also being that the Mekach, the Chayfetz that's being sold, is now worth 8. It went up in value. So therefore, the Lekech wants to keep the Mekach. When the Lekech wants to keep the Mekach, he can tell that the Meicher cannot be Chayzer. Mashenkin in our sugya, where the chayfetz did not go up in value, the chayfetz remained at the same value. In such a case, the lekech is being tevea in the osay. If the lekech is being tevea in the osay, then the meicher can be chayzer, and that's why in our sugya, a bitul mekach, shneim yechayim lachsay. Rabbi Yoina is brought in the Russian Bar Basra, and after Gimel on the base is matmi on the Rivam. How can the Rivam say, because the lekech is being tevea in the osay, therefore the meicher is able to be chayzer? The Lekech does not have a schus to be Tevei in Osoi. The Halach is by a shtus, it's konu machzorei no. The Lekech has a right to be Tevei, that the Mekach should be Kayim, but he's being Tevei in Osoi, that the Meicher should have to return the no back to the Lekech. But the Halach of Yesem Mishtus is a bitul Mekach. The Halach is Shnei Nechayim Machzor. There is no din bechla, the Lekech can be Tevei in Osoi. So how can the Rivam say, being that the Lekech is being Tevei in Osoi, therefore the Meicher can also be Chayzer, and that's the Halach of Shnei Nechayim Machzor. There is no halacha bechlal that the lekech can be tevei in osay. How could such a din the lekech being tevei as I know create this that the meicher can be chayzer? The lekech is being tevei in osay shalayk a din. There's no halacha bechlal that the lekech can be tevei in osay. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda learns not like the Rosh. Rabbi Yehuda learns the chiluk between the sugya and Bava Basra and Daf Pei Gimel and our sugya. This by bittel mekach shneim yechayim lachzer and the case of a noah shtus which went up in value where we say that the lekech could tie into the meicher. You cannot get a schus chazara is in the case of a regular bittel mekach. Being that the Lekech cannot be Tevei in Osei, he doesn't have any halacha to be Tevei, as I know, therefore we assume that the Lekech wants a bitul Mekach. Being that we assume the Lekech wants a bitul Mekach, therefore the Meicher can also be Chayzer. Being that it's assumed the Lekech is going to want to be Chayzer, there is no Mekach here Bechlal, it's not considered a Mekach at all. Being that it's not considered a Mekach at all, therefore not only the Lekech can be Chayzer, it's not considered a Kinyan and the Meicher can also be Chayzer. But if the Lekech is Nisratza and he says that he wants the Mekach, in such a case, the Hud and the Meicher can't be Chayzer either. Therefore, in the sugi of Basra, where we can't assume the Lekech is going to want to be Chayzer, being that it went up to 8, we assume now the Lekech wants to be Nisratz and he's going to want the Mekach. In such a case, the Meicher cannot be Chayzer. The entire schus of the Meicher to be Chayzer is because we assume the Lekech is going to want to be Chayzer also, and therefore it's not a Kinyan. But when it goes up to 8, when now we assume the Lekech is going to be Nisratz, it comes out it is a Kinyan. Therefore, not only the Lekech can't be Chayzer, the Meicher also cannot be Chayzer. Mashenkin in the sugi by us, by a bitul Mekach, with Lekech cannot be Tevei and also because it's Yesem Mishtos and there is no halacha that a Lekech can be Tevei and also by Yesem Mishtos. So therefore, we assume that the Lekech is going to want to be Mevatel the Mekach in order, because he got cheated now, he's going to want a bitul Mekach. When we assume the Lekech is going to want a bitul Mekach, it's not a Kinyan Bechlal. And not only the Lekech can be Chayzer, who had in the Meicher could also be Chayzer because it's not considered a Kinyan Bechlal. Al Kopanim, we have the Teretz of the Rivam, the Chiluk between our Sugya, Shneim, Yechayim, Lachzer, and the Sugya in Bar Basra, where the Lekech could tell the Meicher he can't be Chayzer, Machmas is Zayno, is because only when the Lekech is Tevei and Osei, that creates the Din that the Meicher can be Chayzer. And we have a Teretz of Ben Yehuda, the Chiluk between our Sugya and the Sugya in Bar Basra, is Dafkum, when we assume the Lekech does not want the Mekach, in such a case it's not considered a Kinyan Bechlal, and therefore the Meicher can also be Chayzer. But if in a case where we cannot assume that the Lekech does not want the Kinyan, Adarabba, in the case in the Barbasa, the Mestam of Lekev is going to want the Kenyan being that went up in value. In such a case, the Meicher cannot be Chayzer, because then it is a Kenyan, and therefore, in the Kemar and Barbasa, Lekev could have a Tvi on the Meicher. Machmas, you know, you can't get the Schus to be Chayzer from the Mekach. Benegeh the Kasha, Rabbi Yena asked on the Rivam, Rabbi Yena asks, how can the Rivam say it's Machmas this, that the Lekev is Tevere and Osai, that the Meicher is able to be Chayzer? In fact, Rabbi Yena, there is no Din Bechlad, the Lekev can be Tevere and Osai. There's no din that the lekech gets back, as I know. There's no din of kana mach, so I know. How could such a tefiyah create the halacha that the meicher can be chayzer? L'chayv, the entire teretz of the Yivam also needs beer. What is this halacha when the lekech is tevei and also in such a case the meicher can be chayzer? What is it about the lekech's tefiyah that creates the halacha that the meicher can be chayzer? Rabbi Reuven is masber. Rabbi Yehuda holds any time one is me'anes chaveiro, we assume the umdin das b'neyodem by aino ashtos and yes mishtos in both cases. It is considered a bitul mekach. The svar would have been before psukim. Then, in such a case, the umdin das for the adam. If a person gets cheated or shtus or yesem mishtus, is the person, the one who is nisana, does not want the mekach, and therefore we assume it to be a bitul mekach, and the mekach is chayzer. Only the zagzeris akos of aloch lemoish misinai by no ashtus, one can be tevei and also the tevei is mechadish aloch of the lekach was nisana no ashtus, he can be tevei and also. Zokta Ben Yehuda, being that he can be Tevera and Osei, therefore the Lekech Mestomo now wants the Mekach. Now that he's going to be paying a fair price for the Mekach, we don't have the Svara that when one overpays for Mekach, he wants the Mekach to be bottled. Being that the Torah was Mechadash Halacha, by Aino Ashtos, it's Kono Machzor Aino. There's Halacha, the Lekech has the right to be Tevera back on Osei, and now he'll pay a fair price for the Chayfetz. In such a case, we don't say the Svara that a person who gets overcharged wants to be bottled the Mekach. But this is all by Aino Ashtos. When there's a chiddush in the Torah, the halacha of Mishmi Sinai is mechadish to us by Aino Ashtos is kono machzor Aino. Mashenkin by Yesem Ashtos, where there is no halacha that the lekech can be tevei Aino Osai, there is no halacha that the lekech has a right to get back his money and now only pay a fair price for the mekach. In such a case, we go back to the original svara. The original svara is when a person overpays for a mekach, Ashtos or a Yesem Ashtos, the lekech, the nisana, does not want the mekach, and therefore the halacha is that the mekach is batal. The Rivam though is chilek on Rabbi Yehuda. The Rivam holds min asvara the mekach should be kayim, being this that the price they made up, and this is the value the chayfetz they made up to give. In such a case, the svara should be the mekach should be kayim. It's the chiddush atayev. I know the Torah is mechadish. I know ashtus is kono machzor. I know the Torah is mechadish adin by I know ashtus. The mekach is kayim, and the me'ana has to give back the I know to the nesane. And who adin is a chiddush atayev? The Torah is mechadish by I know as yesem ishtus is a bit of mekach. Is a chiddush atayir on yesem ishtus that the mekach should be bottled and shnei yechayim lachzer. Memele Rabbeinu Yehuda answers the chiluk between our sugi and the sugi in Baba Basra. It's dafke in a case with lekech can be tevei and also the lekech is nesvatzer to the mekach by no ashtus. But shenkin by yesem ishtus with lekech cannot be tevei and also in such a case we assume this to be a bit of mekach. There was no kinyan in bechlal, and therefore not only the lekech can be chayzer but the meicher can be chayzer also. So the Ben Yehuda, it's all dafke if the lekech does not want the mekach over there, we assume this to be a bit of mekach. But shenkin in the case where the chayvus went up in value that the lekech is now nesvatzer to the mekach, in such a case we don't assume this to be a mekach. Thus the mekach is not bottled and therefore there is a kinyan. But the entire svara of Rabbi Yehuda is based on this, that the lekech could only be tevei and also by no ashtus, and therefore it's kana machzor aino. Mashenkin a yesem ishtus, where there's no halacha b'chlal that the lekech can be tevei and also, therefore it's considered a mekach tos and shneim yechayim lachzor. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has a kasha on the Rivam. There is no halacha b'chlal that the lekech can be tevei and also by yesem ishtus. How can the Rivam say, based on this, that the lekech is tevei and also, that's why the meicher can be chayzer? There is no din b'chlal that the lekech can be tevei and also, so how could it cause the halacha that the meicher can be chayzer from the mekach also? The Rivam, though, is chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda. The Rivam says, because the lekech can be tevei and also, therefore the meicher can be chayzer from the mekach. What the Rivam means to say is, being that there's a loch in the Torah is mechadish the din of Eino, the Torah is mechadish to us by Eino Ashtus, and by Eino Asyesem Ishtus, the Lekech has a right to be Tevei and also. Because the Lekech has a right to be Tevei Eino also, and the Me'ana has to return to the Nis'ana, the Mois that he is Me'ana, it comes out now that the Mois, the Mekach is being sold for an amount that wasn't made up. They made up originally, the price should be whatever the price they made up with Eino Ashtus or Yesem Ishtus. And now that the Me'ana is returned to the Nis'ana, the Mois of the Eino, it comes out now the Mekach is being sold for its regular value. In Cain, it's a mekach tos. The amount that's being sold for now is not the amount they originally made up. It's only by a no ashtus, the Torah is mechadish tos, exeris akosov, that it's konu machzor eino, that agam now, this is not the value that was paid. That this is not the value that was made up. They originally made up the mekach shabi with a no ashtus. And now the me'ana has to return to nisana the money. Afilu achi, there's a chiddush atoyah of konu machzor eino. Mashenkin by Yasin Mishtos, then his Anna has the right to be Tevea from the Ma'ana in Asai, and the Lekech can be Tevea from the Moichir, this that is Ma'ana and Yasin Mishtos, but there is no Xeris Akasiv saying it's Kana Machsir or not. So therefore, in such a case, when the Lekech is Tevea from the Ma'ana, when it's the Lekech is Tevea from the Moichir, Aina Asai of Yasin Mishtos, now the Mekach is Yasin Midai, it's Rachik from the amount they made up. They made up original price of Anas Yasin Mishtos, now he's only paying the exact value of the Chayfetz. In Cain, it's a Mekach Tos, and there's no Chiddush HaTorah saying that the Lekech can be Tevea from the Meicher, or Kanu Machzor, no, and therefore the Mekach is bottle. Zogt Rivam, when because the Lekech is Tevea in Osai, that's a Siba to make the Mekach bottle, that now makes that the Chayfet is being sold for a price that wasn't originally made up, and that creates the bit of Mekach, that the Meicher can be Chayzef in the Mekach, being this not the price that was originally made up, Bishas, they made up the Mekach, what the Chayfet should be sold for. Akopanim, we have a machlokes. According to Ben Yonah, the svara should be when one overcharges for a chayfetz, the mekach would be bottled only if the lekech can be tevei. And also, that creates that it should be a loch of kana machzor. No, and therefore, no ashtus with the lekech can be tevei. And also, the loch is kana machzor. No, mashaykin. According to Rivam, the svara would be that the mekach is kaim. Being that this is the price they made up, I mean, as far I would have said the Mekach is Kayim. It's only the Chiddush HaTorah that the Lekech has a right to be Tevei in Ha'osai. Because the Lekech has been Tevei in Ha'osai and now he's not paying the amount that what they originally made up, that creates the halacha of Mekach Tos. Only by an Ashtus is a halacha that the Kono Machs right now, the Torah is Mechadish, Kono Machs right now, the Lekech mi Tevei in Ha'osai and demand that the Mekach is still Kayim. Ashenkim Ayesim Ishtus, where there is no halacha of Kono Machs right now, when the Lekech is Tevei in Ha'osai, the Mekach is bottled, being that this is not the amount they made up originally, and therefore it's considered a Mekach Tos, Dr. Rivam, when the Lekech is Tevei in Ha'osai, then the Moichi can also be Chayzer, because that creates the halacha of the Mekach Tos, because now it's not being paid what was originally made up, Bishas, the Pisaka Mekach. In the Etzem Chilak of Rabbeinu Yonah between our Sugya and the Sugya of Baba Basra, that in our Sugya, being that the Lekech Mestama does not want the Mekach, we assume the Lekech is going to want to be Chayzer, therefore it's not considered a Kinyan Bechlal, and the Moichi can also be Chayzer. Mashenkin, the Sugya of Baba Basra, where the Mekach went up, the Chayfetz being sold went up in value, and over there Mestama the Lekech is Nisratzah to the Mekach, he wants to keep the Mekach, therefore over there the Moichi cannot be Chayzer. Yesh Lestapik Bedasa Rabbeinu Yonah, at what point is the Kinyan Chal? Rabbeinu Yonah says that Kozman de Lekech Mistom is going to want to be Chayzer, it's not a Kinyan Bechlal, and therefore the Moichi can be Chayzer also. What is the Halacha when the Lekech wants now, says he does not want to be Chayzer? Do we say it's Goyel Marfer, the Lekech is not a type of person who wants to be Chayzer, and therefore Meikari, the Kinyan was a good Kinyan, and the Mekach was a good Mekach, and therefore the Moichi cannot be Chayzer? Or do we say it's only Mikana Lahaba, from the time that the Lekech says that he's not a person who wants to be Chayzer, he is Nesratzah to the Mekach, at that point the Kinyan is Nigmar? But originally, being that we could assume Mistama the Lekech is going to want to be Chayzer, the Kinyan is not a Kinyan Bechlal, and the Shas Chalais, the Kinyan is later when the Lekech is Nisratza and he says that he wants this Mekach to be Kayim. And Afkamina would be, who owns the money Bentayim? Is the Mekach Kayim Bentayim, then now the Mois belong to the Moicha and the Chayvitz belongs to the Lekech? If he's Mekadish and Isha Bentayim, what is the Halacha? Who owns the money? Is the Shas Chalais, the Kinyan, the original time that they made the Kinyan? And even though at that point we assume the Lekech is going to want to be Chayzer, being that now the Lekech is Nisratza, it's Goli L'Mafer, that the Lekech does not want to be Chayzer and the Kinyan is a good Kinyan, or is the Shas Chalaisa Kinyan later on when the Lekech is Nisratza, and if he's Mekadesh Nisha being time with the Chayfetz, the Isha would not be Mekudeshes. The Loshen of this man, Simin Reish Chav Zayin Tzav Katan Ches, is Mashma, when the Lekech is Nisratza, that he does not want to be Chayzer from the Mekach, it's Goli Meikaru, the Kinyan was a Kinyan. And it's not the pshat now b'shas that the lekech is nisratz and now the kinyan is chal. Only it's goyim ma'afreya that the kinyan was always a kinyan meyikara. The nesivus in siman reish chav zayin is b'dayik the lashon asman. The nesivus seems to be minestapik. What is the halachim kiddush be'isha b'intayim? If the isha is mekudeshes or not? Do we say it's goyim ma'afreya the kinyan always was a kinyan, or is only b'shas the lekech is nisratz from mikana lahabu it's considered a kinyan? But meyikara, being that we assume the lekech would want to be chayzer, it's not considered a kinyan bechlal. The pashtus would be that this is a machlokes harishonim. The Russian Baba Basra and Afagimel and Beit at the end of when he brings Rabbeinu Yonah, he brings a Machlokes of Rishonim. What is the halacha if the Lekech can be Chayzer v'Tevei in Asai? The case in the Gemara in Baba Basra was the Chayfetz was worth 5 and it was sold for 6. And then the Chayfetz was Nesyaka and it's now worth 8. And therefore the Lekech does not want to be Chayzer, the Lekech wants to keep the Chayfetz. Can the Lekech now go and be Tevei in Asai? Being that originally B'Shas the Mechira, the Chayfetz was worth 5 and it was sold for 6, the Lekech was Nesana. He wants to be Chayzer, the one that he was Nisana, the one dollar he was Nisana, this that he was charged 6 on the Chayvitz that's worth 5, he wants to be Chayzer v'Tevei in Ha'osai. Do we say that being now that the Chayvitz was Nisyaka and it's worth 8, the Lekech cannot be Chayzer v'Tevei in Ha'osai? Or do we say, being that Me'ikar B'shas the Mechira, the Chafetz was worth 5 and it was sold for 6, so there was a Inah of 1, the Lekech can not only could the Lekech stop the Mechira from Mechoyza and keep the Chafetz, the Lekech can be Choyza V'tavere Na'osai, being that he was overcharged B'shas the Mekach, he could charge the $1 and bring the price of the Mekach back to 5, which was what it was really worth B'shas the Mekach. The Rosh brings Yesh Rishonim that hold the Lekech can be Choyza V'tavere Na'osai, being that B'shas the Mechir, the Chavitz was worth 5 and it was charged 6, so there was a nod, Lekech can be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai. And the Rosh brings B'shem Rabbi Niyena that he is Chaylik, and Rabbi Niyena holds, being that right now the Chavitz is worth 8, so there is no a nod to the Lekech B'chlal. B'shas the Lekech is being the Svat, so there is no a nod, being that right now there's no a nod, B'shas the Lekech is being the Svat, so the Lekech cannot be Tavere Na'asai. And Kipshute, the Machlikus HaRishonim is, or the Rishonim that said Lekech can be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai, hold that when the Lekech is Nisratza, we say Me'ikara, the Kinyan was Chal. There is a Golim L'Mafreya, the Lekech is not a person who will be Chayzer, and the Kinyan is Chal L'Mafreya. Being that the Kinyan is Chal L'Mafreya, the Lekech can be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai, B'shas the Chayvitz was told it was worth 5, and it was sold for 6, therefore the Lekech can be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai. Mashenkin, Rabbi Niyona holds that it's only B'shas that the Lekech is Nisratza to the Mekach, that the Mekach is Chal. And being that it's only B'shas, the Esratzis of the Lekech, that the Mekach is Chal, at this point the Chavitz is worth 8 and the Lekech is paying 6, so Lekech is not being Nis'anet. Now even though the Lekech really is the Ma'ana now, he's paying 6 for a Chavitz worth 8, the Moichah cannot be Chayzer because it's only because of the Einah of the Moichah that the Lekech is now in a Matzah that the Mekach is being Chal now, therefore the Moichah cannot be Chayzer from the Mekach. But Al Kapanim, the Lekech is Zichah not being Nis'anet, he's getting a Chavitz of 8 and is only paying 6. So Dr. Ben Yoyin, the Lekech cannot be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai. Al Kapanim, it's Machlikus, it seems to be a Machlikus or Rishonim, at what point is the Kinyan Chal when the Lekech is Nisratza, the Fidasa Ben Yoyin, that being that we could assume the Lekech could be Chayzer, then there is no Kinyan Bechlal. The Yesh Min Rishonim that the Rosh brings that the Lekech cannot be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai, hold that it's Golim L'Mafreya, the Kinyan is Chal L'Mafreya, and therefore the Lekech can be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai. And Rabbi Niyona seems to hold that the Lekech cannot be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai because the Mekach is first Chal B'Shas is Sratzas HaLekech, and at that point the Chayvitz is worth 8 and there is no Eino, therefore the Lekech cannot be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai. The Bechashmur brings a Machlikus HaAchreinim, how to understand Shitas Rabbi Niyona. This time Rabbi Niyona holds Lekech cannot be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai, being that B'Shas that Lekech is being Nisratzas, the Chayvitz is worth 8. The Beis Yosef understands the Rabbi Niyona the way we explained that B'shas is Svatzas HaLekech is the Shas Chalais HaKinyan, and being that the Kinyan is being Chal now and the Chavitz is worth 8 and the Lekech is paying 6, the Lekech is not being Nisan and therefore he cannot be Tever Na'asai. The Bechashmur brings B'shem the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim says that Rabbi Niyona Be'etzim holds normally when the Lekech is Nisratzas to the Mekach, the Kinyan is Chal Me'ikara. And if a Kiddush by Isha and Afkina we brought earlier from the Nesivis, if one is Mekadish and Isha with the money, being the time that the Kinyan happened to the time that Lekech is Nisratzeh, if the Lekech is Mekadosh Nisha with the Chayfetz, or the Mekech is Mekadosh Nisha with the money, the Isha would be Mekudashis because the Kinyan is Chal Me'ikara. It's Dafkin Aras Sugya that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Lekech cannot be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai. Being that Lekech is being Nisratzeh is not because Me'ikara, he was such a person who doesn't mind being Nisanet. The reason why he's being Nisratzeh is because something happened after the Mekach, after the Ma'aseh Kinyan, the Chayfetz went up in value. And being that the Chavitz went up in value and is now worth 8, therefore the Lekech is being Nisratza to the Mekach. It's not that Pshat the Lekech is such a person who doesn't mind being Nisan, it's Golim L'Mafreya that he was never Makbid. You could say that Me'ikara B'Shas the Mekach, he was a person who's not Makbid, and therefore the Kinyan is a good Kinyan, and it's Me'ikara a good Kinyan. Only something changed in between the time of the Ma'aseh Kinyan and now. What changed was the Chavitz went up in value. So being it's only the change that's causing the Lekech to want the Mekach, it's only because the Chavitz is now worth 8 that the Lekech is being Nisratzah to the Mekach. We say the Shas Chalais HaKinyan is the Shas Nisratzah with the Lekech is now Nisratzah, being that we can't say L'Mafreya B'Shas HaKinyan the Lekech was Nisratzah, it's only now that something changed, so the Shas Chalais HaKinyan is now, and therefore the Lekech cannot be Chayzer V'Tavere Na'asai because right now he's paying 6 for a Chavitz worth 8. Just to summarize what we discussed on the Inyan of Taisis Kasha, Maishna Ar Sugya Shneim Yechayim Lachsa from the Sugyan Baba Basra, where the Lekech can stop the Meicher from being Chayzer, being that's only the Meicher's I know that's allowing the Chazara, only the Lekech can be Chayzer and the Meicher cannot be Chayzer. Taisin is first out as Mechalak, the Sugyan Baba Basra is discussing I know Ashtus, and over there the Lekech can stop the Meicher from being Chayzer, Mashenkin Ar Sugya, it's I know, it's Yesem Ishtus, it's a Yayiv and Imtsa Chaymins, and it's considered a Mekach Tos and Shneim Yechayim Lachsa. We ask on Taisis first teretz, if you have to say it's considered a Mekach Tos, why does the Gemara say B'tol Mekach, the Gemara is at Tzad, Ad Kadesh Yir, the Tagare, the Kroivoy, there's no Alocham in Mekach Tos, or Ad Kadesh Yir, the Tagare, the Kroivoy. And we said over the teretz of the Bechishmuel, Alpidah, what the riff is mechalik, this that the Gemara says, Betal Mekach is only at Kadesh Yir, the Tagar, the Kroivai, is dafka by a case of one who's overcharged for the Chafetz. But if it's Nimtza by Mum, if the Chafetz was found to have a Mum that the Meicher did not mention B'shas the Mechira, in such a case, the Lekech B'chayzel Oilam, there is no halacha of at Kadesh Yir, the Tagar, the Kroivai. And the Bechishmuel was mazbe the Chilik, that by Nimtza by Mum, it's not a Maisa Kinyan Bechlau. So even if we say Achashik Teishir the Tagar with the Krov the Lekech is Meichelis Tviyah, there's no Kinyan Bechlal. The Lekech doesn't own the Chepet, it's not considered a Maisa Kinyan Bechlal. Mashenkin by Ano, it is a Maisa Kinyan. This is what they made up. He sold the Chepet for the price they made up. There's a Din Medina Ano that he can be Teveyana also, and that creates the Bitl Mekach. But it's only Medina Ano that he can be Teveyana also that we say this is considered a Mekach Tos of Kol Torah Kula. And therefore, if he's Meichel is Tviya, at this year, the Tagar of the Krovi, when he's Meichel is Tviya, we go back to the Maisa Kinyan, and the Maisa Kinyan is a good Kinyan, and therefore the Lekech now owns the Chavitz, and the Meichel has the money, and the Lekech cannot be Chazer after this man of at this year, the Tagar of the Krovi. Tyson, the second Teretz, brought the Teretz of the Rivam. The Rivam is Mechalak, Aras Sugya, where the Lekech is not, is being Tavei, and also the Meichel can be Chazer. Mashenkin in the Sugya in Barabasa, where the Lekech is not being Tavei, and also because now the Chavitz was Nesyakar at Shmoina, therefore the Meichel cannot be Chazer. Rabbi Yehuda asked on the Rivam, the Lekech has no right to be Tevea Bechlau. So if the Lekech doesn't have right to be Tevea, how could the Lekech's Tevea be caused this that the Meich is able to be Chayzer? And Rabbi Yehuda himself explained that it's not considered a Maisa Kinyan Bechlau, being that we could assume the Lekech is going to be Chayzer, therefore it's not considered a Maisa Kinyan, it's a Maisa Kinyan that's assumed the Lekech is going to back out of, and therefore not only the Lekech can be Chayzer, the Meich can be Chayzer also. Now, Shenkin, in the case of Barbasa with Lekech, Mustamas Nisratza, we don't assume Lekech is going to be Chayzer. In such a case, it then becomes Maisa Kinyan, and therefore the Meicher cannot be Chayzer. He said, over Rabbi Ruman is Mazbud, the Machlikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rivam. Rabbi Yehuda understands by every bit of Mekach, when one overcharges for a Chayfetz, we would always say the Mekach is bottle. Only there's Xeris Akosev by Eno Ashtos, being that Lekech can be Teveyna also, therefore the Mekach is not bottle, and we don't assume it to be a Mekach Tos. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds by Yasim Mishtus, from this that we see it's a bit of Mekach, from this that we see it's a Mekach Tos, the Lekech cannot be Chayzer v'Tevei. We see that Allah is Lekech cannot be Tevei, and also there's no Din Bechlal of Lekech being Tevei as I know. And therefore, he asks on the Rivam, how is it that the Lekech being Tevei, and also it causes the Meichel to be able to be Chayzer? Mashenkin, the Rivam understands the Allah is Be'etzim and Asvar, the Mekach would be Kayim, there's no Svar for it to be a Mekach Tos. It's only this that the Lekech can be Tevei, and also. And now he can get back his Aino, being that he's not paying now the amount they made up, that caused it to be a Mekach Tos. By a Shtus, it's Xeris Akosa that Afilu Hachi the Mekach is Kaim and his Machshav is Aino. Mashenkin by Yesem Yishtus, when the Lekech is Tevein Osoi, that causes that now he has the right to take back his money, so now he's not paying the amount they originally made up, that makes him to the Mekach Tos, and therefore the Meicher can also be Chayzer from the Mekach because the Lekech is not paying the amount that was originally made up. And we said over also on Machlokes, the Fishitas Abin Yaina. According to Ben Yehuda, that there is no Kinyan, being that we assume the Lekech is going to be Chayzer. So therefore, it's not considered a Kinyan Bechlal, and the Meicher can be Chayzer from the Mekach also. Well, at what point, when the Lekech is Nisratza, when do we say the Maisa Kinyan happened? Do we say it's Golil Mafre, that it always was a Maisa Kinyan? Do we say that right now it's the Shas Chalisa Kinyan, B'Shas that the Lekech is Nisratza? We said over the Smaz Mashma, it's Goli, that's Meikara Maisa Kinyan, the Nesivis was Nistapik. And Kim Shuta, it's a machlokes, a rishonim, the Rosh brings a machlokes if the Lekech could be chayzer v'teveh, aina also in the Sugin Barbasu, where the Chavitz was with five, it was sold for six, and it was Nisyakir at Shmoina, and now the Lekech wants to keep the Chavitz, could Lekech still be chayzer v'teveh, aina also that he was originally Nisanet? The Rosh brings Yesh rishonim that hold the Lekech can be chayzer v'teveh, aina also, and we see from there that the Sratzis Lekech causes the Kinyan to be chal meikara, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Lekech cannot be chayzer v'teveh, aina also. And the Beis Yosef understands that according to Ben Yonah, Lekech cannot be Chayzer with Tevein also because the Shas Chalosa Kinyan is Beshastel Beshad Lekech is being Nisratzer. So it's later on the Kinyan happened, it's not Goli Meikara. And the Mach Nefraim is Mechalik. Mach Nefraim says normally we say it's Meikara when the Lekech is Nisratzer that he wants this Mekech, the Kinyan is Chal Meikara. It's Dafkin out in the Sugi of Barbasra where there's something happened after the Shas Maisa Kinyan. The Mekach went up in value, and that's what's causing Lekech to be Nisratza. There we can't say Goli Meikara, that is a Kinyan, and therefore the Kinyan is Chal B'Shas, the Lekech is Nisratza, and the Kinyan is Chal now, and therefore Lekech cannot be Chayzer V'Tevei in Asay. In the Halacha mentioned in our Mishnah, Ad Masai Mutter Lahachsu, until when can the Nis'ana be Chayzer V'Tevei in Asay, Ad Kadesh Yir L'Tagari L'Krevi, as until this man of Kadesh Yir L'Tagari L'Krevi, if the Lekech gave the money for the Chayfetz, the Lekech overpaid for the Chayfetz, in such a case, the Lekech could be Chayzer v'Tevei Aina also until this man of Ad Kadesh Yir L'Tagari L'Krevi. After this man of Kadesh Yir L'Tagari L'Krevi, we assume the Lekech was Meichel, and the Lekech can no longer be Chayzer v'Tevei Aina also. There is a chiddush in the Agoyis Hashvi in our sugya. This that the Mishnah tells us the zman of that lekech could be chozer v'tereina osay is ad kedesh yira the tagar of the kroiver is only in a case when the lekech already paid for the chayfetz. The moicher gave the lekech the chayfetz, and in exchange the lekech gave the moicher the money. In such a case, the lekech could only be chozer v'tereina osay until the zman of ad kedesh yira the tagar of the kroiver. After that zman, we assume a mechila. But in a case when the lekech did not yet pay for the chayfetz, the lekech owes the moicher the money. In such a case, migu that the lekech can say a parati. The lekech has a migu, he could say he's pereya, he could say also he's not meichel, and he could still be chayzer v'tevei and asay. The lekech is neman with a migu that he was not yet meichel the einor, and mameli can be chayzer v'tevei and asay even after the zman of ad kadesh yira the tagare the kroivai. The mechaber in simin reish chav zayin sev zayin paskins ad mosa yochel lachzer v'litvoy oino asay b'shtos v'levatel amekach b'yesim ishtos. So the mechaber, what's the zman then this ana can be chayzer v'tevei and asay ad kadesh yira the tagare the kroivai. If he saw Yosef, he cannot be chayzer from the Mekach, and he cannot be teveya in osay. The shach is medayik, this mashma from the mechaber that the nesane cannot be teveya in osay. It's mashma, he already paid, and he's been chayzer with teveya in osay. It's mashma like this halacha that goes on shvi, it's adafka when the nesane already paid, when the lekech already paid, after this man of Kedesh Yir, the tagar of the kreivoy, he cannot be chayzer with teveya in osay. But if he did not yet pay, in such a case, there is no zman of ad kadesh yira the tagare the kreivai. And the shach is mesayim v'tzorachin. He's mesayim v'tzorachin ledin if the halacha is like the agoyis hashviv, that the lekech could be chayzer v'tevein also if he did not yet pay, even after the zman of ad kadesh yira the tagare the kreivai. The k'tois ha'choshin tzivkot and gimel also brings the agoyis hashviv, that the lekech, if he did not yet pay, is nemo with a migu, he could have said parati. And with that, he's never to say that he was not meichel and meili could be tevei and also even after this man of ad kadesh yira the tagare the kreivai. And the ktsoyis is medayik mistimas apiskim is mashma. I feel if he didn't give the money, also this man is ad kadesh yira the tagare the kreivai. And after this man, there's a chazaka that he's already meichel and he's not never to say he wasn't meichel. And the ktsoyis in such a case will be a migu makam chazaka and he's not going to be never with a migu even if he didn't pay, not like the agoyis hashvi. So Hakoponim, we have an Agoyis Hashvi who holds that the Lekech is Neman to say he wasn't Meichel even after this man of Ad Kadesh Yira, the Tagare, the Kroivoy, but Makam, he didn't give the money, Migu, they could have said Parati. The Shach says on this Halacha of Itzarech Ion, and the Ktsoy says, Mistimas Apoiskim, it's Mashma, they're not Neman to Migu, and the Ktsoy says the reason why you would not be Neman to Migu is being that it's a Migu, but Makam Chazaka. The Yeshlit Lachkar, and the Etzim Halacha of Ad Kadesh Yira, the Tagare, the Kroivoy. Is this man of Ad Kadesh Yira Tagare the Kroivai, like the way the Ktsois is bringing, it's a Chazaka, we assume a Mechila, and we assume that the Nisana was Meichel after this man of Ad Kadesh Yira Tagare the Kroivai. Or maybe we can say this man of Ad Kadesh Yira Tagare the Kroivai is a Shiach the Chacham gave in Dini Aino. Chazal said in that the Halachas of Aino are, Bishtus is Kono Machso Aino, but yes, in Mishtus, the Stamdas Bnei Odom is Bittal Mekach. The Chazal gave a shir, when do we say that the Lekech can be chayzer v'tevei and also only up until Ad Kadesh Yira the Tagare the Kroivai. Being that people are usually meichel after this man of Ad Kadesh Yira the Tagare the Kroivai, now the Chazal said that's the halacha, the tzchus of tfios aino is only until that man and not more. It's not because the person is meichel befoil, he actually goes in his meichel. Being that people are normally meichel, Chazal said that's the shir that a person has the tzchus to be tevei and also after that amount of time, a person no longer has the right to be tevei and asay. But now it's no longer because of the person's mechila. Now it's a shir Chazal gave in the schus tvius. I know that it's only until this man of Ad Kadesh Yira the Tagare the Kroivai. From the Agoyis Hashvi, it's mevui understood it's a mechila b'fayil. The Agoyis Hashvi is saying a person is nem with a migu to say he wasn't meichel. We see we need the person's mechila b'fayil. He has to actually be meichel. And in such a case, he can't be tevei after this man of Ad Kadesh Yira the Tagare the Kroivai. But if he has an amonis to say he's not good, that he was not meichel, in such a case, he can be tevei even after this man of Ad Kadesh Yira the Tagare the Kroivai. The Ktsos HaChoshen is mavur. He also understood like the Agoyis Hashvi. The Ktsos HaChoshen only said the reason why the Poskim are saying that the Lekech cannot be tevei and also after this man of Ad Kadesh Yira the Tagare the Kroivai, even with a migu, is because it's a migu of Makom Chazaka. But if we say like the second sad, the zman of Ad Kadesh Yira the Tagare the Kroivai is the zman Chazal gave in Tfiyas Oino, you only have the schus Oino to be Tevea until Ad Kadesh Yira the Tagare the Kroivai, being that people are normally meichel in such a time. But hind, it's not any longer because the person is meichel after that time. Chazal only gave you the schus at Tfiyah until that time. It's Pasha, not like Dagoyis Hashvi. It's Pasha why the Shach would vibe Tzorachin on the Aloch of Dagoyis Hashvi. being that a person only has the schus tvias einav ad kidei shir the tagav the krov, and after that zman Chazal never gave him the schus to be tever einav. So even though he has a migu that he's neman, he wasn't meichel. It doesn't matter if he's meichel or he's not meichel. The entire schus of the tvias einav is only until this man of ad kidei shir the tagav the krov, and even if he's not meichel afilu achi, he doesn't have the schus any longer to be tever einav. And therefore the stimus apoyskim is not like agoyis hashvi, that even if one did not yet give the money afilu achi, this man of being tever einav is only ad kidei shir the tagav the krov. The Pischei Tshuva and Sivkat and Beis brings two other svaras to explain the halacha of the Agoyis HaShvi, why Dafkif to Lekech gave the money. In such a case, he can't be Chayzer V'Tevera and also after this man of Ad Kedei Shir L'Tagay L'Krevot. But from Makan that he did not yet give the money, he can be Tevera and also even after this man of Ad Kedei Shir L'Tagay L'Krevot, like the Diyak of the Lashon of the Mechaber, that V'Loy L'Tvoy and also is Mashmeh that he already gave the money and he's being Tevera and also, but from Makan that he didn't give the money, he can be Tevera even after this man of Ad Kedei Shir L'Tagay L'Krevot. Bischechuva brings b'shem the Shah Mishpat, this that Chazal gave a shir at kedei shir the tagar lekrevi, because people normally show the chafetzim to a tagar to krevi to see if the mekach they bought was a good mekach, is dafke makom the person already paid the money. When a person paid money for a chafetz, then he rushes to show it to tagar to krevi to see if the mekach he bought was a good mekach, if he made a good deal or he didn't make a good deal. Mashenkin, if a person didn't yet pay the money, he's not in such a rush, and Chazal never gave the shir at kedei shir the tagar lekrevi. A person doesn't normally rush to show to Tagare Krovi, Makam, he didn't yet pay the money, so in such a case, we don't have the umdana that after this man of Kedeshir the Tagare the Krovi, he was already Meichel. Umemela, the Allah is like with the Mechaber and the Goy Sashvi, that's Dafkab and Makam, the Lekech already gave the money, this man is at Kedeshir the Tagare the Krovi. But Makam, that the Lekech did not yet give the money, with Chazal never made the umdana that a person is normally Meichel after this man, and the Lekech can be Chayzer Vitever and also Afilu after this man of at Kedeshir the Tagare the Krovi. The Pischei Tshuva brings a second svar from the Mishkanes Yaakov. The Mishkanes Yaakov also is explaining the halacha of the Mechaber, V'loi mitam da'agoyis ha'shri, that it's dafkif to Lekech gave the money, this man is at Kedeshi l'tagari l'krovi, but if Lekech did not give the money, this man is even after at Kedeshi l'tagari l'krovi, the Lekech can be chayzer v'tevera and also. And the reason is not like da'agoyis ha'shri explained that the Lekech is nemar with a migu, he could have said parati. The Mishkanes Yaakov explains if the Lekech already gave the money, in such a case, the Lekech's mechila is mehani. If he showed it to Tagari Krav and he wasn't Tever, and also we assume he is Meichel this that he gave extra money, and therefore he was Meichel the money that's now by the Meicher, and he cannot be Chayzer V'Tever and also. But if the Lekech did not yet pay the money, it doesn't help this that the Lekech is Meichel. A person cannot be Meichel the right for somebody else to steal from him. So after Mishkanes Yaakov, Reuven cannot be Meichel to Shimon, that Shimon can take money from Reuven. Mechil is only Mehani and Mois that's already Beyad Shimon, Reuven can be Meichel that he can't be Tever the money from Shimon. But if Reuven still has the money in his hand, Reuven can't be Meichel to Shimon the right to take the money. Dr. Mishkanes Yaakov, when it comes to Einav, if the Lekech already paid the money and the Lekech wants to be Chayzer V'Tevera and also over there it's Mahani Mechila. In such a case, the Lekech is being Meichel to the Meicher, the Schus HaTfir that the Lekech has to be Tevera the money from the Meicher. In such a case, Mechila is Mahani. But if the Lekech did not yet pay, and now the Lekech wants to know what he's Nischayef to pay, even if the Lekech was ready Meichel, it's after this man of Ad Kedei Shir, the Tagari, the Krevi, it's not Mahani Mechilose to allow the Meicher to take away money from the Lekech Shalei Kedin. But I know the Meicher is taking the money Shalei Kedin. Even though the Lekech was ready Meichel, in such a case, the Meicher still cannot take the money because Mechila is not Mahani to allow somebody to steal money from somebody else. So therefore, the Halacha is like the Agoyis HaShvi, it's Dafkif, the Lekech already paid the money. In such a case, this man is Ad Kedei Shir, the Tagari, the Krevi, because then the Lekech is Meichel. If the Lekech did not yet pay the money, even after this man of Ad Kedei Shir, the Tagari, the Krevi, that the Lekech is Meichel, it's not Mahani Mechilase to allow the Meichel to take the money of the Eino, because Mechila is not Mahani to allow a person to steal money from somebody else.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.